First, though, this week's revelation by US actor Charlie Sheen that he's HIV positive and had been blackmailed to keep it quiet has refocused the debate on the stigma associated with HIV still. According to the WHO, around 35 million people were living with HIV at the end of 2013. More than 2 million people are infected every year with HIV. And it's estimated that around $22 billion US dollars is spent annually on HIV treatment and care, which makes the work of all those scientists searching for a cure so pressing. Last night, internationally renowned HIV researcher Professor Sharon Lewin was awarded Research Australia's Peter Wills Medal for her contribution to health and medical research, in particular for her work focused on finding a cure for HIV. Professor Sharon Lewin is the director of Melbourne's Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity. Sharon, welcome to RN Breakfast and congratulations.
Thanks very much, Fran.
You've been working in the area of HIV for 20 years, all that time, I guess, in some way, looking for a cure. How close are we yet, Sharon?
Oh, we're still a fair way away from finding a cure. What has changed dramatically, though, over the last 20 years is effective treatment. We now have outstanding treatments for HIV that actually have converted HIV from what was once a death sentence to a chronic manageable disease.
Yes, so it is true now, isn't it? I mean, just if you could update most of on this, that people diagnosed with HIV today live a pretty long and normal, healthy life, don't they?
Exactly. People diagnosed with HIV today, in fact, have a normal life expectancy. What would have been unthinkable 20 years ago, if people get diagnosed early, start treatment and stay on that treatment, which is now quite simple, often just one tablet a day, life expectancy has now returned to normal.
Even more of a game changer, and that's the word that's used, of course, is PrEP. That's a pill that people can take now every single day and then don't have to worry about getting infected with HIV because it's a prevention, isn't it?
That's right. There've been two significant advances, treatment for a person infected with HIV and many new ways to prevent getting HIV. One of those ways is, as you say, PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis, a bit like taking the pill.
Mm-hmm.
An antiviral tablet taken once a day can really reduce the risk of acquiring HIV. And there are many other interventions that can prevent HIV as well, things like circumcision. It reduces the chance for a man acquiring HIV, and even treating someone with HIV dramatically reduces their infectiousness. So treatment's had a huge impact on both outlook for people living with HIV and on reducing rates of transmission.
Tell us more about that. The treatment reduces the infectiousness. How does that work?
Well, we've sort of known about that for a long time. We could measure very precisely the amount of virus in someone's blood, and if you reduce that down to very low levels, mm-hmm. it reduces the risk of a mother transmitting HIV to her baby and a partner transmitting HIV sexually. And we've sort of known about that for quite a while. It was proven definitively in a very important study about 5 years ago. And really, we say it reduces your infectiousness by 96%, but in very long-term follow-up studies, it may even be as close to zero, meaning that people are no longer infectious once they are on treatment, which is why it's so important to get tested and starting treatment as soon as you can.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than 2 million people are newly infected every year. Why is that? Is that simply because there's people around, walking around with HIV who aren't aware of it, so they haven't been able to have the treatment to mean they're not infectious? Or is it that the availability of the treatment still isn't widespread enough globally?
It's a bit of both. Globally, about 50% of people infected with HIV know they're infected. Why don't they get tests? Well, in many parts of the world, as you said in your introduction, HIV is heavily stigmatised. People are reluctant to get testing. They may be a member of a group at high risk of HIV, and that activity could even be criminalised in some countries. Of course, that's not the case here in Australia. People who can... The frequency of accessing testing in Australia is about 80%. So we think about 80% of people living with HIV know they have HIV. So the first thing is to get tested. And the second thing is once you're tested to get onto treatment. Again, in Australia, we do that pretty well. About 85% of people who know they're HIV positive or on treatment. Globally, that number's a lot less. Accessing treatment's a lot more difficult, particularly in low-income countries. Though we're not doing too bad. About 15 million people living with HIV in low- and middle-income countries are on treatment, but that's probably only about 50% of the people who need it.
It must be very frustrating for you as a scientist who worked day in, day out for so long, trying to, you know, get effective treatment, trying to keep people safe, trying to keep people well, to have that stymied all the time by things like discrimination, stigmatising, as you talked about, and just sheer lack of political will, really, to get the treatment drugs around the world to everyone who needs them. It must sort of turn a scientist in you into an activist.
Oh, yes, it does. We're all a bit of, sort of activists. We've learnt that from the HIV-affected community, which have been incredibly effective in their activism going back over many years, in the very early days of accessing treatment, to getting treatment to low-income countries, to now, you know, still heavy and very effective activism around stigma and discrimination. But there's still lots more to do. We've done very well. As you said earlier, the numbers of HIV new infections actually are declining globally, but still at 2.5 million a year. So there's a lot more work to be done.
Your institute's recently announced you're going to be part of a $30 million global project to try and find a vaccine for HIV. What's the difference between that and the PrEP pill?
Well, both are used to prevent infection with HIV, so to protect someone who doesn't have HIV from becoming infected. With PrEP, you need to take a tablet every day. Mm. It works, it's effective, but of course it costs money, and taking a tablet for most people is a bit of a hassle, and we don't do it that well. The best way, traditionally, to prevent infection is a vaccine. As you know, we've had many, many effective vaccines in lots of different areas. One shot and protected for life would be the ideal. So there still is an urgent need for a vaccine, because it's a far more effective way to reach everyone and protect them from getting infected.
Sharon, just talking to you, you know, talking about the sort of the game changer that is the PrEP pill, or if you find a vaccine, it's going to, and people already living completely normal life expectancies and normal lives with HIV. Clearly, the urgency that was there when you first started researching this disease, this virus, you know, is gone, but still you're driven. We can all hear that in your voice, and it's terrific you've been rewarded. But as you look back on that 2 decades, was there a breakthrough moment for you where, after all the hard work and hitting your head against sort of nothing, there was a eureka moment?
Oh, I think I can best answer that in context of sort of the global research community. And I think the absolute breakthrough moment was the discovery of effective antiviral therapy, and you know, which happened in the mid-90s, and the, you know, progressive refining of that therapy. My own work has been on cure, and the reason we work on cure is because current treatment, though it's super effective, is lifelong, and means that once you're on treatment, you're stuck for life. It has costs for the community and the individual. And so we're most focused on understanding where the virus hides on in someone on treatment, and finding new ways to flush or remove or get rid of those last bits of virus. And that's really what the main area that I've focused my own research on.
Well, good luck with that. Your commitment to this is incredible, and well recognised last night. Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Professor Sharon Lewin, Director of the Doherty Institute, a joint venture of the University of Melbourne and Royal Melbourne Hospital. And she's just won Research Australia's Peter Wills Medal in recognition of her contribution to health and medical research and her work with HIV.